what I expected college to be like. Coming back on my own to this dismal little room with its faded wallpaper. When I think of my white room back in Green Gables, with sweet peas growing in the garden and the moonlight falling in the orchard, oh, I won't cry. It's silly and weak. Oh, there's the third tear splashing off my nose. Oh, I must think of something funny to stop them. But nothing's funny except old stories from Avonlea, and that only makes things worse. Oh, Josie! Josie Pye! Oh, I'm so glad you came up.
You've been crying, Anne Shirley. I suppose you're homesick. Some people have so little self-control in that respect. I've no intention of being homesick, I can tell you. Town's too jolly after that pokey old Avonlea. Oh, you shouldn't cry, Anne. Your nose and eyes get red, and then you seem all red. And considering your hair...
Thanks for cheering me up, Josie.
Have you anything eatable around, Anne? I'm literally starving. Ah! I guess likely Marilla would load you up with cake. That's why I called round. Otherwise, I'd have gone to the park to hear the band play with Frank Stockley. He boards the same place I do, and he's a sport. He noticed you in the hall today and asked me who the red-haired girl was. I told him you were an orphan that the Cuthberts had adopted, and nobody knew very much about what you'd been before that.
May we come in, Anne?
Oh, Jane! Ruby! Oh, come in! Josie, pass round the cake, please.
I ought to be home studying for my Virgil. That horrid old professor gave us 20 lines to start on before tomorrow. But I couldn't settle down to study tonight.
Oh, me either. Not on the very first day.
Anne, methinks I see traces of tears.
If you've been crying, do own up. It will restore my self-respect, for I was shedding tears freely before Ruby came along.
This cake. It has a real Avonlea flavor.
Oh, we missed you today in class, Anne. But I might have known that you and Gilbert would defect to the fast track.
I suppose you'll be trying for the gold medal.
Oh, it's far too early in the year to be thinking about medals.
Mm. Oh, that reminds me. Queen's is to get one of the Avery scholarships after all. Frank Stockley told me. His uncle's on the board of governors.
What's an Avery scholarship?
Oh, honestly, Ruby, don't you know anything? The Avery is awarded to the graduate who makes the highest mark in English literature.
It's worth $250 a year, which pays for 4 years' tuition at Redmond College.
I expect you've got your sights set on the Avery, Anne.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, admit it, Anne. Your face is getting very red just thinking of it.
Well, it would be something to be a Bachelor of Art. I mean, Matthew would be so proud.
You've got the brains to take the Avery. Oh,
unless yes. Gilbert Blythe runs off with it.
Well, whoever wins it will be very lucky. But I'm not going to torment myself with thinking about it on our very first day.